Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is November 13th, 2023. And as promised, always on Monday, at least for a couple more shows, as the National Intel Report will be retired on December 4th. Kind of sad. I'm going to miss hearing that song, John's opening theme song. We'll have to slide that in here once in a while with a different show. Definitely like that song. A lot of good meaning there, a lot of good feel. Let's bring on my good friend, co-host, Rob James. Rob, are you there?
I've been waiting, sir.
You've been waiting. I'm only 4 minutes late to bring you on.
No, I was listening to the rest of the show.
Did you catch the clip from Jeff Daniels? Did you catch that?
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I agree with him 100%.
Me too.
The country is not the best. The people are wonderful.
Yeah.
This is what we have to, you know, we have to always make sure we choose our words without blanket statements attached to them. The people of America are wonderful. The people of America are hurting. The people of America that are hurting is because of the elitism that I have sworn my allegiance to fight against till I die. That is the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, the Carnegies, the Morgans, the Soroses, the Rothschilds, and as far as I'm concerned, if they are eliminated from the face of the earth, that's about what they deserve at this point. Because
they do
hell. They need to go to
a place that's far worse than hell. There must be a special place for those that are worse, that are so evil, so bad. Even worse than hell, if it's possible, I would wish them a speedy journey to that destination. So I feel the same way you. I think American people are good people in general by nature. It's this, unfortunately, the representation that we have in this country for us. Our representation is not thinking on our best interest here, and we're getting sucked into another war here and there. And it bothers me. It bothers me greatly. And again, this clip is only, 12 years old. It was back in 2012 first spoken. And look how much farther we are going down that hole, getting worse and worse.
Well, look
and worse.
Who was in charge back then. You know, I was listening to something today talking about, nothing other than things like the military war manual and stuff like that. And we don't have to get into a whole lot of any of this stuff at the same time. The ultimate part of all of this is we need to stop mincing words. You know, people like George Bush, Bill Clinton, Obama, they were all of the Bushes. They were all part of the same cabal, period.
Yeah.
They were two heads of the same snake. And everything that they did, and that's where you and I agree completely on this. People need to study history. John and I talked about this ad nauseum. Our children are being stripped of their history of everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
And that's what ultimately, my hope is that the truth comes out. I mean, I asked for the truth a long time ago, and boy, you got to be careful what you ask God for.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I did not know what a ride it would be. And then, it's realistically moving forward from this. You know, we can rebuild. We will rebuild. We are resilient. The people are resilient. My prediction is, and this is sadly, I follow the economic stuff very much.
Yeah.
We are heading into a firestorm.
Yes, we are.
Of economic difficulty that is, it will make 2008 be small.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get to this story here a little later. A story you sent me about 2 weeks ago about it came from financialexpress.com, the Citizens Bank becoming the fifth bank, U.S. bank, to fail in 2023. We'll see if we can touch bases on that. I got some good notes on that, and you have some good history on that, some good information on that. But first, we got two more calls in the loop here, Rob. We ought to take them. Oh, so let's go back out. Let's talk to John in Colorado. Welcome to the show. John in Colorado. Going once, twice. All right, he's not there. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Rob.
There you go.
The Indians did scalp. I've got this book by James LaFond that did a lot of he did a lot of stuff of history of white slavery in America. Uh-huh. And one of his books on that series was about a young man. He was probably 11 or 12 when he got kidnapped off the streets of Aberdeen. Uh-huh. He wasn't homeless. They just kidnapped a bunch. They did this regularly, kidnapped kids off the street, and took them, when they got enough, they took them to America. And they put him into involuntary servitude. And he was lucky that he was born by a fellow Scot, or he was bought by a fellow Scotsman. Uh-huh. And he, the guy treated him well, didn't. But he'd learned how to read and write from him if he stayed on another year. And he actually inherited a little bit from him, and then he eventually started a family, and he was out on the edges, and one day he was gone, and the Indians came and raided his place and killed his wife and child, and
but you see, Sherry,
they captured him, and he went.
Sherry,
and he,
everything I read, I don't believe everything I read. I know history. Rob, you'll agree with me on this, that everything we read in history is gone from somebody's viewpoint or somebody's bias or somebody's agenda. There's not everything that we've learned in school to be 100% accurate. There's lots and lots of mistakes made in putting history into the history books, correct?
But
Sherry, do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. I know the history books we learn from are full of crap, but he actually was able to escape after being, I'm not sure how long he was, I don't remember, but it was pretty gruesome. But the Indians, I don't believe Dan's 2 million in all America, I think, in Canada. I think whoever gave him that figure, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I can't verify that.
And early on,
that's a big number. Yeah.
Early on, the Indians learned how the white men were going to be, because they treated them very badly, and given that they didn't have the weaponry that the white people coming over had, they had to use their tactics and stuff. That was pretty good, but they just didn't have rifles and stuff. But so Queen Elizabeth, she died in, I think, the next guy that had the Bible, King James. Yeah, I think he, in 1603 or 1606, so Queen Elizabeth died around then, but she had this decree in 1572, I think it was, or maybe even earlier, Doctrine of Discovery. You know, they acted like this land was vacant, you know, and it was there. They could just take what they wanted as long as they could run the Indians off. You know,
Well, I think the point I was trying to make with the clip is that we have a lot of, we really are not in a position to be giving advice or telling other people how they should or should not live. And that's the point I'm trying to make, is that we have a lot of problems. I mean, look at this country. I mean, Rob, you
look
agree with me.
Look how many years we've been in war.
Every year, yes, we're a nation that lives by war. I mean, it's like you have to have war in order to have an economy, a robust economy. And until they can figure out how to make money with peace, maybe we'll start having peace instead of war. But we've got to get off this pathway of war or crisis. So always being determined. There's always a crisis. They won't call it a war. They call it a skirmish, a little crisis over here, a little crisis over here. You know what? Why do we have 800-plus military bases around the globe? That's the elitist in the
arrogance.
You have
to control your hegemony.
Yeah,
it
is. It's sickening.
The money.
And all those servicemen that are over in those bases, you know, we're going to need them here.
Yes, we do. We do.
All of them should come back.
Yes. Anyway, I'll get off and let you guys go on.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
No, I agree with you, Rob. We need to bring them back here. Close these bases up. They're not needed. We're not needed over there. We're causing more trouble than we're causing bringing goodness. And it's the hegemony thing here. If we control everything,
once the dollar collapses, the game's over, and they won't have a reason. And everybody keeps forgetting about this strange guy that was doing all this non-war stuff, you know, last president. We forget that he didn't start any wars, and he made all kinds of peace deals, and he was building stuff up and building economies. And we ultimately, Steve, we forgot to include in that big pile of horrible people is the media. And in my honest opinion, every single media that was involved was complicit in either treason or sedition.
I agree. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because we're going to talk about the Republican debate, the third one here. And Ramaswamy really nailed the networks, nailed these guys, man, nailed
them
to the
wall.
Oh, I loved it. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but we still got another call here. He came back in the loop here. John in Colorado, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Hi, Ron. I heard you when you started the show, you talked about your mother in Germany.
Yeah, she's 8 years old, not 13. I made a mistake.
Was she, just for fun, when the war was over, did she end up in the Soviet zone, or was she in the other allies?
She said, she told me, she said she finished, she says, you got me older than I should have been, and she told me I was 8 years old, and I said, that's even worse, Mom. She goes, it was terrible. And she said it was so bad listening, she actually stopped listening to the show to turn it off because it brought back bad memories. And she's like, I couldn't listen to the rest of your show. Sorry. I said, no problem. And I didn't mean to upset her, but I did want her to understand. I did want people to understand that I never was in a war, but my mother was. And she told me some horrific things, the things that she saw as a little girl that I wouldn't wish upon anybody, especially a child. And I wanted to assimilate and understand, let people understand that we make a big deal, and it is a big deal, a school shooting and kids getting killed, terrible, terrible, terrible. But then you have kids in other countries who see this on a daily basis, and we don't seem to think the same terms. We think about, our special American children, oh my God, they were in a school shooting. But we don't think about the children in other countries, and that's the point I was trying to relay with my mother's experience, without bringing back some post-traumatic stress disorder on that situation. I wanted people to understand children in other countries seeing this, whether it's in Gaza, whether it's in Iraq or Afghanistan, that children are seeing this death and destruction each and every day, and we don't seem to care about that. We only care about the children in American schools. That's the point I made.
Anyway, Steve, anyway, I was just curious where she ended up there in Germany. But
she actually escaped later on. I can't tell you the date, But she escaped to the west, from the east to the west. It was pretty amazing how she got through. But she got escaped, and she ended up in Berlin and worked there for many, many years. And then my father was stationed there working for American Express after the war. And about 10 years later, they just kind of bumped into each other. There you go. I'm here.
Anyway, yeah, Steve, I've had this book. I just finished rereading. It's called Hellstorm by Thomas Goodrich. If you've never read it, read it.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
But I just finished rereading it, and it's really horrific. It was, they called Germany from 1944 to 47. I think it was in 43, because the first thing they mentioned was the bombing of Hamburg, one of the more gruesome.
Right.
But anyway, it's a good book, and it goes through all the stuff that what happened to the people in Germany from when the Soviets came and what they did to them, the rapes, the looting, the killings.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And even on the Allied side, the Americans, the British, the French.
Yeah.
And all the thing they did, you know, they weren't choir boys either, especially some of our GIs.
No, they weren't. Agreed.
And you just, you think about this, and it's really heart-wrenching that you wonder what these people, if they're still alive, some of those soldiers who did this stuff, if they're still alive and around, you know, what they ever thought about this. I know there's a lot of them.
That's a good question, but it's probably in the same scenario as the same excuse they give you as the soldiers that participated in the My Lai massacre in Vietnam would say, I was just following orders. And I'm getting a little tired of people saying I'm just following orders, and you're carrying out atrocities on people, and you're just saying, "Well, I was just following orders." I think that was used in the Nuremberg trials. I was just following orders too, and it didn't work too well there. But for some reason, the double standard: American soldiers can commit atrocities like My Lai, and as far as to my knowledge, nobody was ever punished. No prosecutions. Nobody's in prison. Went to prison for it. And they killed a lot of innocent people, threw them in a big ditch, and that's the end of that. It's the double standard that causes the hatred of this country here. And it's not towards the American people. It's the government itself and for what it stands for. And we're seeing it today. Think about it, John. We're seeing it today. Look at the hypocrisy of going after Donald Trump, making all kinds of charges, bogus charges, dragging him through the courts, civil trials, criminal trials, and Joe Biden's getting $20 million here from China. And we see the trail of money, how it was passed on, how it went through shell companies, and nobody gives a damn because it's Joe Biden, and he can do whatever he wants. He's the Marxist. He's the dictator. And nothing's happened. We have an intelligence that's flawed, very corrupt, and they go after Donald Trump, the conservatives, but they won't go after the real criminals. You know what? How do you have confidence in your government when you see this? It's hard to have faith in a government that clearly is not working for the rule of law or due process or anything else. It's embarrassing being a witness. Rob, agree with me on this. To being a witness to these witch hunts. That's exactly what they are, witch hunts. And it's happening on an ex-president here. And Biden can have documents. Nobody gives a damn about documents. Donald Trump has documents. Of course, they were cleared to be taken, and he's a criminal. It's the double standard, and I think that's exactly why Donald Trump's ratings, his poll numbers are going up, continue to go up with every presidential candidate debate here. Everybody's going down, and Trump's going up because the people see really what's going on here, that we have an injustice system, not a justice system. And they see how he was being targeted for everything. They must find a way to disqualify him because they cannot defeat him because they've destroyed this economy. There's nothing positive to say about Joe Biden and what he's done over the years. There's nothing. I can't point to one success. Hang on the phone. We'll come right back to you. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
And we're going out to Colorado to talk to Big John. Big John, are you there?
I'm still here, Steve. Yeah,
I don't know if Julie's being smart or she's playing that for John Stadmiller, because she used to play that for John all the time. But and you happen to be a John also, so we'll just
good
we'll
song
it to you.
Good song,
yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, finishing up, you're talking about. I said soldiers fight with the orders. I think sometimes they went beyond that. Or he said, you know, interrogate and all that. And I think there were a few, not all of them, but a very few that took off between what enemy soldiers, combatants, POWs. The populace, that whole thing that out of that book I read is just, you know, atrocious. And they never told the public in the United States, never found this out until later. Things got out, and that just was atrocious to the populace feeling. But they, like I said, you don't tell it. They just say, same thing with today from the wars past, back to Vietnam and that. Nothing was, you know, even though you saw some newsreels back then, it was all filtered out. They decided what to show, and stuff today that, you know, you didn't see Afghanistan, Iraq, and all that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they would talk about the horrors of war to cover up their or make excuses for their atrocities of what they did. Well, it's the horrors of war. No. That's criminal. I mean, we got a little taste of that with Abu Ghraib prison. The Iceman, the interrogation methods of waterboarding people, stripped down naked, freezing, on their knees, on the hard floor. We saw some terrible things here. That was just a little bit that evidently the media didn't think that, that was important enough to talk about. And then for some reason, all these violations, human rights violations, nothing ever happened out of it, really. A couple people were sent up. Sent to prison, a bunch of low-level people, a couple low-level people were sent away. But the ones who gave the orders to do these things walked away. You know, the big fish does not fit in the net. And so the little fish does. And so that's pretty much that always happens. They'll fry up a little fish, big fish get away. And that's just a little bit of what we know. And I'm sure a lot worse happened in Abu Ghraib prison. It's sickening. It's it doesn't raise the bar of who we are. And when I hear that we're a great people, we're a great nation, we're the best nation in the world, the greatest nation in the world, that's why I get a little heated and angry, because we're not. We keep telling ourselves that we are, but then we keep slipping up and having things like this exposed, the atrocities that we do. Not we do, but this government does. And we keep repeating it over and over again that we're great. This great nation, God bless this great nation. God bless this great nation. And we're better than everybody else, but we're not. We're not.
Steve, I like just wanted to say the last thing. It kind of somewhat kind of sickens me a little bit in these. We haven't had a war where we're fighting. Well, right now, these last, we're not fighting for our freedom, as they say, enduring freedom. There's no freedom involved. We were never been invaded. 9/11 wasn't. No, that was just a setup to get people to, you know, upset. Let's go fight somebody. Take over their.
That was to back up the blueprint. That was to go along with the blueprint of the PNAC document. That's all that was. We had to be attacked. Yeah. We allowed it to happen. We facilitated it, and now we had reason to go. While people are all upset and angry, we can go there now. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
You got
hey,
it.
Listen.
You got it.
Thanks for. I thought this was the last night of
it's going to be December 4th, on a Monday, which is on my Monday.
Fine.
It's going to be the last, so I will have to make arrangements to get Harley Schlanger on for the Sunday night show.
I just said, thanks for you taking this on and some of the other people after John Stradmiller's passing, and now you're going
to it's an honor to take on that responsibility, and I keep thinking, definitely on the anniversary of John's passing, which was on the 5th, I hope he's happy. I hope he's satisfied and looking down. He's smiling and saying, you guys are doing a good job down there, and I appreciate you continue on with the mission. That's what we're doing, and we're just keeping it going. Yep. And even though the show is going to be retired, the message is still the same with all the hosts. We're plugging forward in our own shows, and John will be retired the show, but always in our memory, always in our memory. A great guy. I miss him. And that's all I can say on that.
And I know your own show is going to still happen on Sunday, but thanks for handling Mondays. Okay, take care.
Yep.
Good night.
All right. Thanks again. 512-248-8252. Let's talk about this third Republican debate. 7 horses now down to 5 on this one. I love how they keep changing the protocols to get into the debates. Always squeezing out poor old Larry Elder. Poor old Larry Elder, probably the smartest guy in the bunch, can never seem to end up in one of the debates here. But what we have here basically are we're running 5 horses are all running on a gimp leg, and it's like watching the Special Olympics, Rob. It's like watching the Special Olympics. Nobody is watching. Only one are watching are the family members of the candidates watching this here. It's embarrassing. The numbers, let's go through the numbers a little bit here. On the first debate, what's interesting, 13 million people watched it. I watched it for about 45 minutes, couldn't stomach it anymore. Watched the second one for about the same amount of time, 45 minutes, only 9 million. I can't find, Rob, I can't find any numbers, embarrassing as they probably are, I can't find numbers of how many viewers they actually had on their third. Commercial break, we'll come back to Rob James. Stay tuned.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
And we are back. I'm not sure why my music cut out so fast. That's a good track. Good track. Rob James, are you still there?
I am, sir.
You are.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this. I can't find any numbers for the viewers, number of viewers for the third one. It was ridiculous. But there was one outstanding individual, and I got to say it was just it was nice to hear some honesty with Ramaswamy. And we'll talk about that a little bit here. I just got news today that Rick Scott is actually suspending his campaign. And that's the easy way of basically saying, I have no more money. And I told you this was going to happen. Rob and I talked about this, the funding of their horses. Anybody in single digits now is going to be pretty much dropping out of the race. There's only one person who will stay in the race. And that will be Ron DeSantis, because he's like at 14 now, dropped down to 13 after the third debate. And he's just kind of hoping, I think. I see him in a different light now, unfortunately. He may have done a good job down here in Florida as a governor, but I see a different side of him wanting the power to be the president of the United States, and I'm not very happy with this guy at all right now. But staying in the race, probably because he's probably hoping that Trump will be disqualified or be tied up in some legal wranglings that he cannot become president. So that makes him the prime runner in for the GOP. That's the only reason he could stay in the race. He's at 13%. Everybody else is 5, 4, 5, 6%. Pretty embarrassing. But there were some highlights, Rob, and let's talk about the highlights. It was kind of fun. Ramaswamy pointing out the failure of the RNC. I don't know if it's pronounced Rona or Rana McDaniels. What a poor job
Rona
she's doing.
Rona McDaniels. Yep.
Yeah, they keep calling her Rana. Rana, I look at the name, I said,
well,
that's Rona.
You know what? It could be Rana because she's from the South. So, again, potato, potato, who cares? She's still she's a rhino. She's just a rhino. Sorry.
Yeah, she's a very unsuccessful rhino, very unsuccessful, and still in the office of the RNC. Calling her out, telling her to basically step down, resign, and yes, that should happen. I started thinking, wondering, Rob, you think she might be... you think she might be controlled opposition?
Absolutely, 1,000%.
Yeah, I think so too.
You have to be. You know, if there's one thing we've learned over the past, 7, 8 years, is that there are so many people that we thought that we could trust, and when we're done with this, I bet you we could count it on all the digits in our body. Of how many we could actually trust in Washington. And that's a scary thing when you don't know who your enemies are and you don't know, you know, who's... And honestly, we already know from the last election that they intentionally tanked the election by not supporting Kari Lake and things like that. You know, again, they know exactly which horse to push out front. All of these guys, girls, Haley, well, truly, I don't know if she's a guy or a girl, so I can't really say so. I haven't done a DNA test, so that's the only thing that's going to verify anything for me nowadays. Sorry.
Yeah.
But they push these people out there that they need interference. They need to muddy the waters. They need to get dust in the air because they are scared absolutely crapless.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They are panicked.
Yep, they're in panic mode, no doubt about it. If they can't defeat him and somehow bring him down in the using the injustice system here, I think they're going to try to assassinate him. And I think you and I agree that it's pretty likely that we will not have a 2024 election. I don't think it's going to happen. I think something's going to come up. Whether we're pulled into war and we can't have an election now, or maybe another virus or something, virus scare to shut it down. But stealing this one here is going to be even more obvious than the 2020 election, is that his poll numbers keep going up and Biden's going down. And those numbers for Biden, by the way, are hyperinflated. There's no way he's at 40% at all. There's no way in the world. The guy's in the teens. He's below 20%.
Come on, it's common core math. It's common core math. They're just using common core math.
That's the way it is. Yeah, I mean, common core math, you move the decimal
normal.
Place over
what
here.
What are you talking about?
And we have 42%. Yeah, that's exactly it, common core math. But, you know, Ramaswamy did have some home runs. He pointing out, again, the RNC chief there, the head, Rona McDaniels, what a poor job she's doing. She should step down. Going after, I think it was NBC that was doing the moderation for this one here, and talking about you pushed the Russian collusion and this whole thing that was funded and manufactured by Hillary Clinton on Trump. You ran that for years and years. You knew the truth, and you kept running it. I mean, he really called him out. I got to say, I loved it. I loved every bit of that. And also, a question came up, which makes perfect sense to me, and he asked it, why is the opposition, the people that hate us the most, hate the Republicans, the Conservative Party the most, the ones running the debates? That makes perfect sense. Why would they allow them to run the debates? And he said, you know, if we had Elon Musk here, Tucker Carlson here, Joe Rogan here now, we'd have a heck of a bigger audience watching these debates, and we don't have that. We have the people that actually hate us, who push these false narratives, these agendas.
In charge of it.
In charge of the whole thing. I thought that was funny. I did like him going after Nikki Haley and her hypocrisy on TikTok and her daughters using TikTok. But Ramaswamy uses TikTok to reach the young people. That's a bad thing. You're a bad person. That's CCP. but my child can use CCP and that's okay. I love that. I love that. I mean, because she had nothing to say to come back on that one. And also all the money she made after leaving government of being an ambassador for the United States, all the money she made, millions of dollars. And he pointed out, and he didn't point fingers at just her for that. He pointed fingers at the problem, the Republicans and the Democrats who seek, who make millions and millions of dollars after they get out of office. They're selling something to reach this kind of, get this kind of money. And he pointed that as a problem.
It's a reward for giving up their country.
That's exactly what it is. It's being rewarded
for their treasonous act.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. So I got to say, there was one clear winner, and Ramaswamy was the one. At the same time, Trump had a big rally in Hialeah, Florida, down by Miami. And a huge rally, by the way. It was one of the biggest.
What did they have
there?
About 60,000?
At least 60,000 to 70,000. Huge crowd. And I believe I saw Tom in Florida holding a sign up says "Illegals go home." I swear I did. I'm kidding. I did not see Tom in Florida holding a sign. I was just having fun.
I don't know. There was a lot of people there. That's all I got to say.
There were a lot of people. A lot of people there. But it was. I didn't, first of all, I had a hard time even finding where it was. And what I had to do was is basically go on to other websites and to get the highlights. But overall, it was clearly a no-show, except one person shined a little bit, Ramaswamy. But other than that, I just can't see it going on any further. There's no purpose.
Well,
and as I mentioned to you in text today, of the candidates that are standing there now, I believe only two candidates that did not take swipes at Donald Trump. And so if you stay in the race, I would think you'd stay in the race only if you wanted to present yourself in a good way, a good light, and maybe be recognized by Donald Trump to saying, you know what, I like what you have to say. I could use that kind of thinking in my administration. But when you burn the bridge down and you go after Donald Trump's, most of these people are history. They're not going to ever be in his administration. Probably only two of them probably might be. And I'd be honest with you, I'd bring in Larry Elder in a heartbeat. I think Larry Elder's a sharp guy.
Oh, 1,000%. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think Cornel West, I bring him in. He's intelligent. He's an ex-professor or a professor. Very sharp guys. And I would look for the talent. Again, this is your opportunity to build your team, like a baseball team or a football team, to build the best team possible. And what I see right now, standing and taking swipes at Donald Trump, you've just cut yourself out of the running for getting an office position. You're out. You're gone. Maybe two of them. Two of them possibly might fit in the administration. Other than that, you guys are history. The money trail is finally coming to an end. What corporation would want to spend millions of dollars on a dead horse that has no chance of winning or finishing this race? They're not going to do that because they expect something in return. And if you have no chance of winning the presidency and you have no chance of being in the Trump administration to pay back what we paid for your campaign, you're no good to us and your history. It's over. So, again, one person will stay in the race. It'll be DeSantis. That's pretty much it. I don't even see Haley to stick around. I don't think anybody's got the guts to keep funding this woman either. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. We got a call coming in. Rob, let's take it. Wayne in Texas, you're on the show.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks a lot. I'm enjoying the show quite a bit. And the reason I was calling was Rob had made a pretty good comment earlier about the fact that one of the things Trump did was to keep us out of war. Not too many presidents can say that. You know, I know there have been a lot of different circumstances, but it kind of plays in the fact that we have so many anti-Trumpers that call into the shows, but they bag on Trump, but never have any facts to back up, you know, their reasoning. All they know is they don't like Trump. And during Trump's days, I don't recall anybody from anti-Trump land calling in saying, well, I hate gas being under $2. I hate these safer borders. I hate that he helps veterans' health care, you know? And it's so, to me, it's just unbelievable how, you know, it doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Well, liberalism is a mental disorder, if you haven't known that yet, Wayne. It is a mental disorder, and they don't have to make sense. They're driven by hate. These people are driven by hate. They don't have reason. Reason. You and I reason. We use common sense. We use critical thinking. They don't.
I'm calling about RBN callers that I think have a real good head on their shoulders, but they go crazy about being anti-Trump. And the minute they're asked, well, who would you rather have? You know, they never have an answer either. And I would ask them, would you rather have Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton or another Bush? You know, that's
sour grapes, because they basically, what they're doing is they're saying, well, Trump didn't do this or that or this. And it's like, okay, excuse me. You keep forgetting the fact that he was half the time, he was in the middle of a swarm of, you know, it's like the hornet's nest dropped. When he walked into that White House, the hornet's nest dropped like a chandelier off the you know, out of the foyer. And he had people backstabbing, doing I don't even know how it amazed me back then how he got so many executive orders. I loved his first week. He put out so many executive orders. It was like they were at a tennis match and the machine was shooting tennis balls at him. They couldn't keep up with him. They were like, holy cow, what's he doing? Wait, you can't do this. He was getting stuff done.
Yeah.
And that was what amazed me. Yeah. He had
to fight that Russian collusion crap, and that took up quite a bit of time. The phony impeachments about Ukraine and his phone call.
Right.
I mean, it's such nonsense, it makes you crazy.
Yeah.
But the one thing that really can't be quantified how beneficial he was is when he cut those regulations, in getting those pipelines going, we were tending towards energy independence, and he was bringing a lot of wealth to rural communities who had never seen it before. I saw interviews, people having new houses built, and the communities were starting to blossom with new schools and everything. Yep. And all these idiots came in and just shut it down right after.
He was following a little bit of the Ronald Reagan philosophy here, you know, deregulation, eliminating the administrative state. I mean, think about it. We're paying way too much money in regulatory and administrative state. I mean, you're stifling business, you're stifling the economy. He's simply going back to something that really works. You know, bring down the taxation on the corporation. They'll expand. The world get bigger. They'll expand. They'll share the wealth with the people in their businesses. That's a great strategy, and it's something that would work. But that's not what the Democrats have in mind. Rob and I would agree on this. That their bottom line is they want to bring down this economy. They hate this country. They want to see it as a communist.
Period.
No, they want to bring this as a communist, and they're in charge, Marxists, they're in charge, and bring on their digital currency, which they can control you with the digital currency, get rid of the fiat currency. They have a plan. And this newest thing here, Wayne, what they're trying to do here now is use the 14th Amendment and apply it to the states, mainly those states, those key states, battleground states, that they can use the 14th Amendment to disqualify Donald Trump is because he was aiding the insurrection on January 6th. So if you take him off the ballot in these states, there's no chance to win the presidency. It's a pretty slick move.
And I think it's already failed in a couple states. I can't remember which ones, but I don't think that's going to go very far. But you can see just how desperate they are, though, to pull this stuff out. So, like I say, I believe Trump is not a perfect person. But there is nobody else in this country right now that can do what he can do to bring the country back to where we need to be.
Yeah. I pray for his health. I hope he doesn't have a heart attack, because he's taking on a lot of stress. I mean, day in and out with these bogus trials and going after his businesses, handing down a $250 million fine off the bat. Does that sound like something a judge can do right before the trial even starts to impose a fine? This is simply to take down the business, to take down the corporation of Donald Trump, to bankrupt it is what they're trying to do. And it's so obvious what they're doing, so obvious.
And the fact is that Trump Organization employs thousands of people. A lot of people have their livelihoods on these chopping block if he gets taken down. And think of all the tax revenues all these employees pay. I mean, you talk about suicide. These idiots in New York are just committing economic and political suicide, and they don't care.
Yeah, you're going to have thousands of people wanting to go up to Washington to go postal on them, no doubt about it. You know, I kind of wonder, Rob, you ever seen the movie called The Star Chamber? Star Chamber with Hal Holbrook and Michael Douglas? If you haven't seen it, it's a 70s movie, I believe. And
maybe
I wonder
I did,
sometimes.
I don't remember it. Okay.
I wonder sometimes. We got a commercial break. I heard it. Maybe we skip it. I wonder sometimes if the Democrats have a star chamber where it would be headed by, Barack Obama leading the political discussion strategies. And, of course, you got all the other evil demons there at the table, and they're all trying to figure out a strategy to take down Donald Trump. And I still believe assassination is on that table. I do believe it's still on the table. If they cannot take him down in the courts, they will, I believe, try to take him out.
Okay.
More of your calls, 512-848-8252. Thanks for the call.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And we are back. Rob James, Steve Elkins here. We're about ready to close the show out. No extra calls coming in. You want to give us some closing comments here, Rob? I'm I know Donald Trump's not perfect. I know that. Nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're perfect, but no, I'm just kidding. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I do believe he's the best choice we have. I've seen lots of videos from Tucker Carlson, and I'd have to agree that this 2024 election really is probably the most important election we will ever see, witness, if it even happens. I'm not sure it's going to happen. I'm not quite certain it'll happen. But it is a make-or-break situation that we cannot go four more years of Bidenomics. By the way, the PR thing of Bidenomics is a stain. It's not an accolade. It's not a beating-your-chest moment. Bidenomics is destroying this country, destroying everything about this country. Rob? Rob James? Did I lose Rob?
Hello.
Ed, I just gave a nice little speech there. Did you hear it? No.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Oh, we got a call. Weird.
Let's take our last call in here. I just made a little something here. Mike in South Carolina, you're on the show.
How about you, Steve? How are you all doing tonight?
Good, very good. What's on your mind? You got about 30 seconds to a minute. What's on your mind?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I gave John Matt a call like this one, and that is that my information I got many years ago. He also calling again, and that is that the coaches were hired to take the country down. They want the Constitution to go away. They want the guns. They want cheaper labor. They want downsizing, depopulation, and they get to take booty of the country, which is being handed in a check to the Zelensky right now. And if y'all don't believe me, we're in a third world level. We're heading for some major guys have got to be held responsible for what they're doing to this country. This is my country, not theirs.
I agree 100%. Good call. Steve, thanks for the call. I'm gonna leave you with one last comment here before we close out here. If AI is our future, and I understand the big push, AI and artificial intelligence is the future, solving problems because we can't, because of this successful dumbing down process of the American people. Does it make sense to keep non-thinking people around? They need to get rid of people, depopulation. Absolutely correct. This is it, 2024. Rob, parting comments? I don't know where we stand. This is a
I think
situation.
Everybody needs to pay attention to the banking situation, the financial situation. It's a ginormous setup. It's worse than the Big Short in 2008. I've looked at data. There is so many high-end homes. They're lying. Everybody's lying. They're lying every which way they can. And it's about to fracture the banking system. So
exactly.
Take your money out of the bank. Get some secure, shiny stuff. Whatever you feel is the correct way. But I'll tell you what. You better be prepared for some serious changes.
Here's our music. Back again on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls, health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night. Thanks, Rob. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.